Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis and Earl is in the studio with us. Earl Sears, how you doing, man?
I'm doing quite well, Tom. I'm just delighted to be here. And I want to introduce our guest here in a second, but I always got to give a shout out to the Potter family and this whole organization, that this community connection, allowing people to come in, whether it's someone like myself that has our guest today, which is our state treasurer, or just someone talking about an event that's coming up in town, it's just a great opportunity for us to, or not only me, but organizations and just people in general, to get the word out about what's going on in our community. So a great big thank you to this organization for allowing us to do that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So now saying that to say, I am delighted. One thing Senator Ford and I always were very proud of when we represented this area, District 11 on my part, and Senate District 29, was if we couldn't, we would bring Oklahoma City to Bartlesville, and that's what we've done today, even though we're not elected officials anymore, but still with the connections we have. But the gentleman I have today is our state treasurer. His name is Randy McDaniel. He and I served together in the House of Representatives. He was term limited just like I was. But he chose to run for the treasurer, and rightfully so. He has a financial background, did a lot of work in pension funds and just all funding bills in the state of Oklahoma, and worked with me side by side when I was the AB chairman. So again, he is our state treasurer, duly elected by the good people of this great state, and he's doing a phenomenal job. He's here today to not only tour Bartlesville, but he'll be one of the speaker at the RVS Forum. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So I want the community to give a nice big welcome and listen to and have a hello to or from our state treasurer, Randy McDaniel. Randy, welcome to Bartlesville, America.
Earl, it's great to be in Bartlesville. We already started off the day great with the Vera breakfast. And now we're ready to have the financial forum here in a little bit. And so it's great to get a chance to share the many great things that are happening in Oklahoma.
Oh, some of the great things is we might have a little bit of money in our
We actually have some money now.
Yeah, I like that.
We're having record receipts for more than a two-year straight period. We've seen month-over-month growth, year-over-year growth. And so it's been a combination of a lot of factors, but a growing economy is always good for Oklahoma.
And I understand we've got some tucked away for a rainy day.
We do. In record amounts, we have about $800 million in our rainy day fund. And then for the first time in state history, there were extra monies that could have been spent, that could have been authorized, that weren't. And that was an additional $200 million. And so we're sitting on about $1 billion in reserves, planning for a rainy day whenever that might happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, those folks in Washington, D.C. might be able to take a lesson from us folks here in Oklahoma.
Well, we're focused on Oklahoma, but things are looking good.
All righty. Now, I understand that you're also in the business of trying to return cash to people.
Unclaimed property is one of our core functions. We took it over from tax in 2000, and it's grown, and we had our best year ever. We returned almost $52 million to the rightful owner in the great state of Oklahoma. It's worth noting that about 1 million out of 4 million population, 1 million people have unclaimed property. There's 800 million already that we've found. And so we stand ready to help reclaim that to its rightful owner.
How do people go about doing that?
Well, you just contact the treasurer's office. Mm-hmm. And again, we have to make sure we verify that it is the rightful owner. There's a lot of bad actors these days. So we do have some verification processes, but we have a team that is paid to perform, and they want to help in any way they can. And these range all the way from very small checks to, in one case, $2 million.
Oh, boy. That's something you don't want to have missing.
Well, that's right. Exactly. And that's a very rare example, but it goes to show that you never know what might be there, and so it's always worth checking it out.
And now, are these some things that not only physical property, but would be like insurance checks or monies that are owed to them, perhaps?
Absolutely. Mineral rights and other related to oil and gas are our biggest receipts, but we also have deposits that have been made that have been lost throughout the years. We have very few physical properties. Those only occur when we have safety deposit boxes from banks, which we do have some of those. We gather those up, and after we receive about 500, then we'll have an auction. But they could be anywhere from a paycheck that's been misplaced to other kind of cash or you know, situations.
Very good. So how are you liking the gig?
I'm loving it. I was here at Bartlesville a little over a year ago, and had a chance to be on the radio here, and everyone in the community has been wonderful. We did great in Bartlesville, and I just have such a great feeling every time I come into town, not the least of which is Earl Sears is just a great leader. Senator Ford and many others are also, but I had a chance to really spend 12 years with my colleague and friend, and it's always good to reminisce about the good times and the many battles that we fought and many of them that we won.
Mm. Hey, Randy, I want you to take a few minutes, give the opportunity to tell our listeners, it's well advertised in our state, but the 529 plans.
Well, the 529 plans is the College Savings Plan. Oklahoma College Savings Plan has some unique features. It is the only plan that allows for an Oklahoma income tax deduction. Now, all the plans also have tax benefits for the growth of the funds. It started from scratch 20 years ago. We're going to have our 20-year anniversary, and it's closing in on $1 billion on our core product, and that is the direct product. We also have an advisor-based product that's about $150 million. So the fees are getting less. It's getting more and more efficient. We have great choices, and the success has been tremendous across the state.
Outstanding. I like that. You know, when a program works, it works well.
Yes, it does. And this is really making an impact all across the state. About $500 million over those 20 years has been spent in local communities as they go to their junior colleges or colleges. And the numbers I gave before were basically what's still remaining. And so it's making an impact not only on communities, but also in that individual's life. As we see student loans becoming a bigger debt problem across the country, anything we can do to offset that where they can start their career without a mountain of debt, where they can start their own business, start their family, buy a home, these are all things that will make a big difference in someone's life.
Very good. One thing that I've noticed is that there's a lot of people coming to Oklahoma. They're buying things, you know, like homes. Yes. They're coming here to live. They're coming here to work. And we also have a pretty active tourism segment shifting all into Oklahoma with the movies and everything else we're starting to do here. That's got to be impacting our sales tax.
Yes, and you're a prime example of great people wanting to live in these great communities we have in Oklahoma, and we're very proud of the diversity and the great things going on in Oklahoma. Tourism is a huge part of our state, one of our biggest industries, and we continue to make movies, especially out in this area, and also many other ways to grow our economy. And so we have to have an attractive place where people want to live, great schools where people want to have their kids go to school. And so we're trying to do all things. And a lot of that's been helped by two things, you know, one of which is just the great Oklahoma standard and values, but also the fact that our economy is starting to produce some excess monies that we can make the core investments that we need to make.
Very good. You know, I like to ask the question that pretty much anybody on the street would ask you. We've been hearing a lot about the opioid money that we, you know, won in a court case, but that's going to be tied up for some time. What does it look like at this point in time? How are we going to accept that? How are we going to receive it? How are we going to disperse it? Do you know?
Initially, that went straight to Oklahoma State University, a fine university in our state, and there was a bill passed this last session that said they're going to run it through the treasurer's office.
Yeah.
That really just means that it's going to go to general revenue. So okay. The treasurer won't have any influence on necessarily where it's spent or how it's spent, but we will manage the money while it's there. And so there has been some regard in that, some fighting in that regard, mm-hmm. but the end result is we need less opioid problems in our state. Yeah. It is a problem that affects so many families. I'm proud of the leadership going and winning our cases, and that we're really on the cutting edge of having success. And so we stand as the state's banker ready to make those deposits as they continue to succeed in their lawsuits.
Great. We're talking with Randy McDaniel, the state treasurer, and also we have Earl Sears in with you. And Earl, as a lawmaker, from time to time, you guys had to, you know, do some things with the treasurer's office, because sometimes the state actually brings in money and we pass laws that would generate that kind of stuff.
Oh, no question. The state treasurer's office assisted us on numerous occasions in their office, and one of the big ones is the unclaimed property fund, as Treasurer McDaniel just stated. There is that particular fund, the unclaimed property fund. It can grow And right now there's probably $80, $90 million sitting in that fund. And you can't just take all of it. Now, again, you got to remember this. You obviously got to remember on any given day, if everybody found their money and came up there, we owe them that money. It's their money. But, you know, over the years, there's people that just, you know, they're not found. So that fund just keeps growing. So there was always $80, $90 million. And in those years where we were down and very lean and needed assistant funds to run the make sure the trains ran on time, we would go over to the treasurer's office and try to convince him to let us take some of that money, not borrow it. It's just it's there. Mm-hmm. And we would take anywhere from 10, 15, 20, 30 million dollars to help us in the budget. So the treasurer was always played a key role in those issues. And as Randy, we could spend a whole show talking about those funds, but the bottom line is you just can't take all of them, even though it's money sitting there, because always remember, there really are somebody else's funds, okay? But we just haven't found them yet, okay? So that's how they always played a role. But it's just been fun having Randy here as we, I know our time is almost up, but it's been great having Randy here. We really did have 12 wonderful years together and call this bragging on ourselves, but the bottom line is what I'm extremely proud of him is he was a legislator like myself in regards to what do we need to do to move Oklahoma forward. And that is what I'm very, very proud of, Randy, and I was one of the first to endorse him. I'll never forget one day, year and a half out before the election, he came and he said, what do you think about me running for treasurer? And our officers were together, not together, but close by. And, well, it was just the office next door to me. And I just said, Randy, that's just, you need to do that. I mean, you're just a natural fit. And so he thought about it, prayed on it, talked to his family, and came back probably two or three weeks later and said, you know, I'm going to do it. And when I term limit, I think I'm going to run a state campaign. And he did. He ran a great campaign. And he did. Not only has he got a great family and an honorable man, but again, I want to emphasize, he was all about moving Oklahoma forward and being a good fiscal conservative at the same time. So the other one is he's just absolutely was a champion on helping us turn the tide on our unfunded liabilities of our pension funds. He absolutely was the author and the spearhead in regards to turning that ship around of making those funds more, those pensions more better funded. And I'm just very, very proud of that. So, Randy, thank you for coming to Bartlesville. We'll let you make the closing statement because we got to get ready to go over to the Friday forum.
Well, Earl, thank you very much for those kind remarks. I feel the same way about you. We took on some good challenges. I can't really add to that, but it is great to be in town. Hope everyone that has a chance, if you have some time, come over to Arvest Bank for the financial forum. It's good to see that Earl is staying active in the community. And again, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to our friends in Bartlesville.
You're welcome here anytime. Just pop in. We'll put you on it. Earl knows how this works. Well, we just have a little handshake and a phone call, and we can set that up. I want to thank everybody for being here. Tim, we didn't get a chance to say hi to you back there. Tim Allen
is Tim Allen. He's here with Randy. He's the deputy director.
I've been sitting in the background, which is where I belong.
But he did remind me to go to oktreasure.com to find your unclaimed property. And that is the website to look at. Thank you very much.
All right, gentlemen, thank you once again. And you've been listening to Community Connection.
Let's face it, planning a